Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, April 23rd, through Thursday, April 29th, 2021. April 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, a bitter heart is a heart which is angry and unforgiving. Such a heart cannot forget wrongs perpetrated against him. Furthermore, he makes no effort to forget any wrong. I cannot fill the bitter heart with my grace, as there is no room in such a heart. It is already filled with anger and negative memories. On the other hand, the heart which makes every attempt to forgive and forget is open to my call and my grace. He is at peace and lives to accommodate my will for him. The heart which forgives is my ready instrument in the world. He is eager to please me, and he is devoted to obedience to my commandments. Because so many brood over the past, little effort can be made in the present to bring peace amongst nations and people in general. Grudges are never from me and result in prejudice against whole groups and nations. I speak here to reconcile all mankind to love me, to forgive one another, and to overcome bitterness. A note is given to read Luke chapter 17, 3 through 4. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times, and says, I repent, you must forgive him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these are the times more than any other when the fabric of your heart is tested. As I told you, your government is being dismantled piece by piece. If your hearts are not securely grounded in the truth, you will quite easily be led astray. A government given over to liberalism is the open door to Satan's designs and to the Antichrist. I am appealing to individual hearts now to stand firm in righteousness. You cannot be led astray if you are devoted to my commandments. One by one, evil choices are presented as good, such as gun control, abortion, building up the effects of the Supreme Court by adding more judges. All of this and more to come are in line with an atheistic agenda. Once the nation is ruined by a weakening of morals, the Antichrist will step in as a savior. In your hearts, be prepared and do not waver in the truth. Hang on to your faith in me as your omnipotent God. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, My appeal continues to go out to each individual, to each heart. Perfect yourself in holiness. If each one would do so, dishonesty and corruption, such as is present in politics these days, would not exist. Souls would, with honesty, search their own hearts each night to find any sin or error they may have fallen into during the day. They would not, in truth, be able to excuse themselves and allow these sins to go unchecked. They would want the best for others, not only themselves. This should be the bylaw of everyone in public life, and indeed, each soul. In the present moment, sanctify your efforts by living in the truth. The truth of your efforts to be personally holy is the most important recognition in your spiritual journey. Some do not care about personal holiness, only worldly gain. These are the ones slipping to their perdition. These are the unbelievers I ask you to pray and sacrifice for. These souls comprise the majority of the world population. Then there are the many who have embraced error as a religion. Now you understand why my paternal heart and the heart of my son are mournful. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 15. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and builds itself in love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, learn to see my will for you even in the most difficult situations. Realize that I need many sacrifices these days to combat the evil that is in the world and that tempts hearts. Your sacrifices weaken Satan's efforts to regulate hearts and lives by ushering in the new world order. The purpose of all these messages is to strengthen good in hearts and in the world around you. The evil that is portrayed in politics influences many souls to believe in evil. The mass media supports this effort. I am using every sacrifice that is given to me to expose evil and reveal the awful plans of Satan. When you face difficulties, ask the Holy Mother and her Son to help you in giving me the cross in the present moment." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These days mankind needs to be reconciled with the truth." The truth being his own mortality and his dependency on my divine provision. The soul who does not depart from these truths is at peace and does not try to amass a fortune to be used up in his lifetime. He works towards his eternal goal, which is awaiting him in heaven. All the prayers and sacrifices a soul offers on earth carries with it eternal value, a prize that awaits him in heaven. When he reaches heaven, it will be like opening a treasure chest of precious treasures. Your prayers arrive in heaven ahead of you and rest as jewels at the feet of the Holy Mother. Your trust in my provision is a jewel that is yours on earth. Do not allow Satan to discourage you in any prayer effort or in trust in my provision. He is jealous of your prayers and your trust. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 28, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, pray much for strong faith in my will for you. Then I can send the people into your life that you need in every situation. You will, through faith, recognize the way I am leading you. My call to you does not include fear or discouragement. These are from the enemy of your soul. Do not place your faith in anyone who is full of pride, self-importance. Have faith in those who know they are instruments of me, your God. I treasure these moments when I can communicate with you and guide you. Hopefully, you do too. I communicated with Noah in such a way. He listened and obeyed, even though the people around him did not believe in his efforts and challenged his response to my call. I am upholding this mission in a similar way. These messages draw many into the ark of these times, the united hearts of Jesus and Mary." A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 8. "For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who, by patience in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 29th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, the majority of the population is unbelievers in this supernatural apparition. This is how Satan works, always appealing to the earthbound man. The miraculous seems out of the question to the average soul. Such a soul depends on himself and his own efforts, apart from any intercession from heaven. Worldly efforts can only be moderately successful and far from perfect. It is by my power circumstances are changed and grace overcomes human effort. This is true in physical healings, changes in nature, reconciliation in human relationships, and every inspiration towards a better, more secure life. The soul who loves me can most easily trust me. In any present moment, the trusting soul awaits the grace I send him, which resolves situations. Perhaps the most important present moment grace is holy acceptance of my will. Each day, pray for this grace-inspired acceptance, which is a necessity of the peaceful heart." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.